can handle the truth. Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled that you're with us. It is, of course, let's see, Friday, May 25th, 2007. It is 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And our phone number tonight, as always, 800-313-9443. You may have questions, you may have comments, you may have personal stories you'd like to share with us. You're more than welcome to do so. Chatting with us is our good friend who has just been an amazing example of generosity and in this all this for the right reasons. He is the inventor of the Energy Cleaner, the owner and proprietor of the Energy Lodge. Lots of great opportunities for you guys out there. Of course, you could travel to the Energy Lodge. You could stay for free and try out the Energy Cleaner for yourself. You can also enter to win the contest, or you can, of course, make the purchase. Whatever it is that you're looking to do, even if it's simply going to Lee's website, which is www.edkuniversity.com, learning how to do these things for yourself with your hands, lots of different options available to you. And Lee is happy to share this information with us, as he's doing right now. Lee, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, my friend. Lamar, Michigan, welcome back to you, sir.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. Hey, what's your blood pressure at?
My blood pressure this morning was 220 over 110. I took my medication on time yesterday, and I took a dose just before I went on dialysis. And the doctor at the dialysis place wanted to raise my dosage up, but when I first got on dialysis, I was taking 30 milligrams of hydralazine a day, but now they got me on 75 milligrams three times a day.
Wow.
And all they want to do is keep increasing it and keep increasing it.
Yep.
And I tell them the medication don't work all the time, but they look at me like I'm crazy.
See, and it seems I'm with you, my friend, because obviously it's not working. If it was working, your dosage would be going down, and the frequency by which you took the medication would be decreasing.
Right, right.
So it's just common sense to me, but, of course, the medical community, yeah, absolutely. You're crazy, I'm crazy, everybody's crazy.
You know, I read certain information. I listen to your program and a couple other programs that have health remedies, and I pass information on. Like I read about aspirin, how dangerous it is for the body, and they just looked at me and laughed. And I bring the information in and show them in writing, and they just act like it's a joke.
You know what's the best way to really stick it to them, and that is to go and see Lee, get all fixed up, and go in there and have those doctors take a look at you, and they'll say, "How'd you do this? Obviously, the medication is working."
I'm willing to try that.
I think it'd be great. It'd be a great victory for you. It'd be a great victory for the truth. And you know, Lee, have you ever dealt with somebody who's been on dialysis before?
Yes.
Okay, how'd that go?
They quit using it.
Really? Didn't need it anymore?
No.
Well, there you go.
That's wonderful.
You get them kidneys to work, and you can pee on their own.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm only 250 miles from Detroit.
Where are you located, Lamar?
I'm in Belleville, Michigan, about 20 miles west of Detroit.
Okay. That ain't too far for you. I mean, I think it's definitely worth looking into, my friend, for the massive amount of money that the drugs are probably costing, the massive inconvenience of getting the dialysis done. How long is that? How often does that have to happen? Like every month or something?
I go to dialysis three times a week.
3 times a week. Oh, okay. All right. Hang on, my friend. Quick break, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's
back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and thrilled you're here with us. Thrilled that our guest, Lee Kroc, is joining us. Lee, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
And I'm glad you're here as well. And Lamar, Michigan, welcome back to you, sir.
Glad to be here, too.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, I had no idea. I apologize. I was absolutely stunned. 3 times a week for dialysis. How many hours of your time does that whole process take up in each treatment, I guess?
That's 4 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
I had to sit in that chair. And, like, 4 years ago, I had a couple of strokes. Mm-hmm. I went to the University of Michigan Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying there was nothing that they could do for me.
Yep.
And my sister was on the way over here from Wisconsin, and they called her and told her she had better hurry up because I was on my way out. And my sister's a praying woman,
mm-hmm.
and I was out of it, but I came back. The doctors didn't believe that I woke up when I did.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I have medical problems, they diagnose it wrong, or their solution is wrong. Because, like, I'm taking 5 high blood pressure medications. That hydralazine is just one.
Wow.
And I've been on this stuff about just over 2 years.
Wow. Well, you're an Iron Man. I mean, seriously, it sounds like the doctors would have killed a normal person by this time. But I mean, you are tough as nails.
I had my first stroke the day before Luther Vandross had his, and Luther is not here.
That's right.
And I can't read as good or as much as I used to, and I can only write with my left hand. I was born right-handed. But I write with my left hand on, you know. I have trouble filling out addresses on letters and stuff. But I can't write much more than that.
Did you hear the beginning of our interview tonight?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Lee, you had a guy who basically had a stroke. He was paralyzed on his left side. One of our listeners actually called in and mentioned this in a previous interview about a month and a half ago, and then he took his friend in his wheelchair and brought him to the Energy Lodge, and the guy spent like 5 hours in this Fountain of Youth.
No, he stayed in his chair.
Oh, he stayed in his chair?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, he stayed in his chair, right, 5 hours on the energy machine, couldn't wiggle a finger or a toe in 3 years, and he got up and walked.
That's wonderful. My problem is... On my right side, my right hand is folded up like a claw, and I can't move it. And when I take the medication, like my body goes into like seizures right after I take it. My arm draws up, my hand tightens up more, my leg draws up. It's just a hell of a situation to be in.
Yeah. Lamar, you got to get down to the lodge, brother.
I'm going to make plans to do that.
Do that. Do that, definitely. Because I really think, I mean, it's an amazing thing. You know, and the worse off people are, I think the faster they notice the results. It is truly spectacular. And I think it would just be a miracle for you. I would love to see that happen. I would love to see that happen for you. And, Lee, I know you'd love it, too, because you love a challenge, don't you? Lee
get
loves a challenge.
Person to come with you and down there and stay. Figure on to stay in 3 or 4 weeks.
All right. Well, I appreciate this program and all the things that you do. And I'm gonna try to get in touch with you.
Sounds great.
As soon as I can find somebody to take me down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, God bless you, my friend. We'll be praying for you and for a speedy recovery from all this stuff. You know, this is what it's all about. You know, Lee, you got people like Lamar out there that are just, you know, like I said, tough as nails, hanging on. And Lee, you're going to help clean people out with their energy channels, and they're going to be able to stick around and keep the fight going for a long, long time. So it's an amazing thing. Thank you very much. Lee, anything before we move on to other calls?
No, go ahead.
All right, let's go to Eddie in Georgia. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I've listened to you every week.
Wow, thank you.
And I just could never get through, that's all.
Oh, okay, well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called in.
Thank you very much. I got a question I would like to ask Lee.
Please.
Okay. Now, I haven't heard all your shows all the time because before I was having a rough time trying to get my internet working right, and then I found out it was the wiring from the outside, and I finally got it working. Anyway, to make a long story short, I was wondering, I had a problem, and I had a growth in my in the bottom of my bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to take it out because I was really hurting.
Mm-hmm.
But to make a long story short, they took the growth out, and they suspect I might have cancer in the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not want any chemotherapy or radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if that would, if it would work.
Well, Lee, you had a lot
of
experience
with
that.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. You come up here, and if we don't clean you up and you're not satisfied, I'll fill your car up with gasoline to send you home free.
Well, believe me when I say it, you would not have to do that. Because
I don't expect to do it. I don't expect to pay you anything, but I expect to make you happy.
You want to know something? I figured you were going to say that.
In Lee's mind, it's a safe bet to make.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. Anyway, where is Collinsville near?
Caldwell, Ohio is in Lee, the southwest corner?
Oh, it's Caldwell?
Yeah, Caldwell.
Oh, okay.
It's a 25-mile marker on I-77.
Yeah, but where in the state is it?
Southeast,
okay.
So what's the biggest city near it?
Well, you're coming out of West Virginia, out of Parkersburg.
No, I would probably...
And then you're coming right down, only 30 miles north of that.
I would probably...
Take 75 north, right?
I would be coming
I'm 20 miles from Cambridge, 20 miles out of Marietta.
Yeah, I would probably be coming from Connecticut, though.
Huh. That's kind of a roundabout way, Georgia, Connecticut, Ohio.
Well, that's because I have to go to Connecticut.
I see.
I have to go to Connecticut because it's my granddaughter's graduation.
All right.
And I'll find out about the cancer report on the 31st, and then I have to go up to Connecticut for her graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see my other two kids up there, too, otherwise they'll kill me. You know how that goes.
Yes,
I do. 77 is due south out of Cleveland.
Okay, out of Cleveland is due south out of Cleveland on 77?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Caldwell?
Yes.
Caldwell.
Caldwell.
Yeah, I thought it was, whatchamacallit? I thought it was Collinsville. Caldwell.
Have you, your internet's working. Write this down. This is Lee's internet address. It's www.e as in Edward, D as in Donald, K as in Kevin, university.com. edkuniversity.com has the address, the phone number, email address, everything, all the information's right there.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine, I wanted him to listen to you, and he listened about 2 seconds, and he said, oh, that's baloney and all this. I said, goodbye.
Well, tell him to call into the show. It'll be entertaining for everybody a discussion.
I wouldn't tell him to call into the show because he, if you don't believe, you don't believe.
Very true. However, I've always taken the approach, Eddie, that this show is for the skeptic. This show is for the newcomer. This show is for people who want to disagree and feel comfortable with that. I don't need people to agree with me necessarily. And for people who are skeptical and disbelieve things, if they're willing to have a fair dialogue, and it doesn't sound like he's too fair-minded if he only listens for 2 seconds, but I can point people in directions of various things that'll validate everything that we talk about.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't mind those people too much at all.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you now.
Hey, God bless you, my friend.
I will see you out there.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations.
If I have to go by, dog paddle, but I'll be there.
Well, Eddie, I think I can speak for your granddaughter when I say that the best present she could get for her graduation would be for you to not have any health issues.
I agree with you, and thank you very much.
God bless you, sir. Bye bye.
God bless you too. Bye bye.
Amazing stuff. We're coming up on a break here. I'll tell you what, so we'll hold off on taking the next call, Lee. Do you want to give out your phone numbers, Lee, for those out there with pen and paper in hand?
My phone numbers, code 740-783-0021, the lodge, and the house is set 0021, it's 3315.
Very, very good. And, folks, our phone number here at the show, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. When we come back from this break, we'll have about 35 minutes left to play with our good friend Lee Kroc. Again, the inventor of the Energy Cleaner, the proprietor of the Energy Lodge. Lots of great opportunities. Go to the website there. Read all about it. The first time I went there, there was so much information. I just went to the website and then I clicked print, and then I printed it all out and I spent a couple days going through it. Amazing, amazing amount of information. And that's www.edk.com. FranklyUniversity.com. Stay with us, folks. The great Lee Kroc when we return in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Welcome back. Glad you're here. The fastest 4 hours of talk radio continues with our good friend Lee Kroc. Lee, welcome to the show, buddy.
Glad to be here.
I'm really enjoying this, and I hope the listeners are as well. I know that there's a lot of solutions, a lot of hope being generated. And Lee, you do that so well, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Peter in Florida. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, sir.
How are you? It's an honor to talk to you and to Lee.
Well, it's okay. Great. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you for having my call. I wanted to ask Lee a couple of questions about this the machine.
Okay.
I have a steel in my leg from a motorcycle accident when I was a crazy kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how that, because I know it's some kind of electrical process. So I'm wondering, does that affect using it? I know, because I know I don't want to get shorted out.
Sure, sure. Well, actually, it's a little different than that as far as what we're talking about. But I can understand that because I thought the same thing when I first got it. Lee, go ahead, buddy. Take it away.
There's no way. It has no effect on it.
It doesn't
Pacemakers in, you don't have no effect on them either.
Yeah, it's not electricity. It's just Lee compares the, I guess you would say, Lee, that somebody who works with electricity would have a better understanding of how the body works rather than a doctor for the most part. But in essence, Peter, what it does is it works on a cellular level by the body goes, and Lee, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this stuff, but here's how it works. Your body goes through a cycle. And it happens every 12 hours. 12 hours, it discharges. It basically squeezes out all the toxicity out of your cells. And then 12 hours later, it recharges. Okay, it pulls in all the nutrients and available things that the cell needs to grow and exist and live and survive. So in the span of 24 hours, it goes through one full cycle. You know, it happens 12-hour intervals, but takes 24 hours for the whole cycle. The energy cleaner machine basically tricks the body into doing its own natural process that it would normally take 24 hours to do. The machine does it every 6 minutes. So 3 minutes to discharge, 3 minutes to recharge. So what it's doing is it's not electricity per se. It's just I don't really know how to describe it. I'm just not qualified. But
I understand.
Oh, good, good.
I mean, I understand just to an extent that it's not actually electricity coming into your body, but I just wanted to confirm that, you know, that...
It may actually work better. I don't know.
How about, like, a bullet in the head? Because I have that as well from my time in the service. So I was just wondering, does the same thing, right? It's not going to affect me.
No. No, not at all. Not adversely in any way. I mean, if you've got some pain in those areas, it'll take the pain away, I'm sure.
My pain is with the gout. Right now, I'm suffering tremendously, and I also wanted to confirm what your earlier caller said about... It's very painful. It's excruciating. Right now I'm in extreme pain, and I heard him mention something about taking it away in 15 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, if I was there, I'll bet you anything I'd have you dancing in less than 15 minutes.
With your hands or with the machine?
Either one.
Okay, because I'm on the website now, but I didn't see... There's a lot of information on here. What link is it on specifically that I can...
It's on the main page, Peter. If you scroll down, let me... I'm doing it as we speak here. You'll see it's some drawings of a person using their hands. And I can get Lee to... Lee, if you don't mind, if you want to talk us through it here, tell Peter what he needs to be doing on his own foot here.
Take your right hand flat within 2 inches of your clothes. On your right shoulder, fingers pointed down. You take your right hand, get down to your right side, cross over, blow your belly button, come up your left side and over your chest. Do that slow. Take 4 seconds to make a circle. You're making a circle around your belly button counterclockwise. Do that 8 times. Slide that hand down there and put it on that heel and hold it, and I'll bet you in less than 15 minutes it won't hurt.
Really? Well, I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, do that. And I'm looking at the website. I would say it's about 4/5 of the way down on the main page. It's quite a ways down there. On my screen, it's...
All right, I got it.
Yeah, the cursor's about 1.5 inches off the bottom, so...
Right, and I'm definitely going to come up there when I get time, when I get my wife to get time.
Mm-hmm.
I did call you before about it, but my wife hasn't had time. And we're definitely going to be there probably within the month. So do we call and let you know we're coming, right, and to see if you have room?
We'll have room. That's all you need to do.
Okay, and I really appreciate this. I mean,
hey, we appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you so much.
One quick thing. What's Lee's take on cell phones? Because I always have one on my body, and I've been hearing lots of different things, and all of it not good.
Yeah,
Lee, what's your take on cell phones? On your body.
Let me interrupt you here, gentlemen. Peter, if you have more, you're welcome to hang out with us. If you'd rather listen off air, you're welcome to do that as well. Lee, we got to knock out this break here, brother. We'll be back in 3 minutes, though, folks. to continue our discussion with Lee Kroc and, of course, continue with your questions at 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Pleased to announce that this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at Solay Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the one you've heard so much about, the salt crystal lamps. They're amazing stuff. I have one myself. Filter the air. They're quiet. They're beautiful. They're bright. And, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of noise. It doesn't make any noise at all, in fact. But they're really, really neat. Anyway, they also have skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. You can check out the website for all the information you need. That's www.natural-salt-lamps.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. Our phone number here tonight, as always, is 800-313-9443. And Lee Kroc, our special guest this evening, welcome back, sir.
Good here.
Yes, I'm enjoying it very much. And Peter in Florida, you just asked Lee what he thought about cell phones. Lee, your thoughts on that?
I didn't. He didn't mean about using a cell phone?
Yeah, about the detrimental effects. Have you looked into that at all?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that probably everything I've looked at, Peter, indicates that the electromagnetic frequencies, and this ties in with what Colonel Joe has said and Alistair Jackson has said and many other guests, I think it does have a detrimental effect on your body. Glenn Parnham, who was talking about the BioPro patches and the different things you can do to sort of normalize that flow of bad energy. And of course, the most stunning thing was a Russian study that I'd read about probably 2 years ago. It took two cell phones. And they used them, and they put a call from one to the other, and they left them open, and then they put an egg in the middle, and it cooked the egg in like a half hour or something. So, yeah, it's probably a bad thing, just on that alone.
I saw that on the internet. I was wondering if that was actually real, that's valid.
It, to my knowledge, it is. I mean, I didn't call and talk to the doctors who performed it or anything like that, but. With some of our other guests, they've had that validated many, many times. There's actually some pretty significant groups out there that talk about electromagnetic frequencies and whatnot, and one of them is very, very big and gaining some notoriety in the media, which is a great thing. Over in the UK, it's called Electrosensitivity, and it's a group of people who are advocates against these things, and this includes wireless internet and all the other stuff. Of the, like you said, that soup of electromagnetic frequencies around, and we had, of course, the other caller mentioning about computer screens and whatnot. Everything I've seen says that the energy cleaner is effective at fixing these things.
So do you think that's also related to the disappearance of the bees, maybe?
It would seem so. And I've got a guy, and I just talked to him today, and he's going to be on hopefully with us next week. And he's been working on the bee problem, and he's noticing some really, really good things with that. But it's an entirely different subject altogether. But if you get a chance to tune in when he's on, I think you'll be very excited about it.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Anytime, my friend. You make them, I'll take them. That's how we do it here. Let's go to Joanne in Iowa. Welcome to the show, Joanne.
Yeah, go ahead.
You go ahead. You call
okay.
me.
Sorry.
That's okay. Welcome to the show.
I get kind of mixed up here on the radio sometimes.
That's okay. I'll call into your show sometime.
Oh, okay. You call here anytime. I'm here all the time. I can't go anywhere. But
yes, ma'am.
Anyway, now Lee, he taught me how to do that hand with the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to, I mean, I know how to do it, but how many times a day do you do that?
Okay.
Or is there a certain, but I think... Are you supposed to use your left hand or right hand all the time to do it, or can you use your left hand too?
No, you're using both.
Oh, you can't? Well, I have been doing it. But
yeah, then you can do it all day. You just work on one spot. About 12 to 14 minutes, it'll just go dead for you, neutralized and empty themselves.
Yeah.
Reverse them over. Then just move to another spot, and you can just work from one spot to the other all day.
Just the whole day long. I got to work at it all day long.
You could, if you wanted to, just go place to place for all your cells you're going to work with is just what your hands will cover, see?
Oh, I see.
Now, if you got one spot you really want to work on one place,
yeah,
you take your right hand and go down your right side.
Uh-huh.
You use that. That's your positive. And then you take your left hand, you go down the left side and cross over and make the other.
Just all,
say if
all
you
the
had
time,
a lump
just,
in your breast, well, use that for an example.
Well, I think it would work, and I'm even doing it on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any place. But you take your right hand, go counterclockwise, put that on there.
Yeah, okay.
Take your left hand, you go clockwise.
Oh, that's clockwise your on your left hand.
Yeah, now you've got positive in your right and negative in your left. Now you hold your hand on that lump for about 4 minutes.
Okay. In other
right
words,
hand,
I need to use my
then
left
slide
hand.
Slide that hand up on top of your head and put your left hand on there for 4 minutes. Then you take that left hand and slide it up on top of your head and take your right hand down. You can sit there and do that all day. About evening, that lump ought to be gone.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't have no lumps or anything anyplace. But
well, I just had to give you
something. Yeah, I know you did. Don't mind me. I'm kind of...
Where you got your problem?
It's in my eyes. I can't... I have cataracts on my eyes, and I
now that's a growth, and it don't take growth off very fast. But if you've got a scar on there, if you work on it pretty regularly, Mm-hmm. Over a period of about 3 years, it'll go away.
Sure, 3 years. Oh, my God.
I've had pretty good scars. And yeah. Out there in the morning, I've been at it now for 13 years.
Uh-huh. Well, I have no scars or anything from anything, but I have a disease. It's a rare disease, and it affected my veins, and I bled from my not kidneys, the other.
Mm-hmm.
I bled from that area.
Sure.
And they took old things and went up through me to see what was causing. They never knew what it was exactly, but they found out toward the end of that I had this rare disease.
Uh-huh.
And it's... But I don't know how to pronounce. I've spelled it so many times.
Yeah, I remember that now, yes.
And
you get up here and put you in a fountain of youth, and I'll bet we'll change that around.
I bet you would, too. I wish I could come. I would do it in two. I would, really. Mm. I would, but I just can't. We live here, and he'd never, you know, he's retired now, and he's not doing too good himself. He has, he needs that machine, too. He's got. Can't breathe very good after they took one of his lungs out. He had cancer, his lungs. He had chemotherapy, and I told him not to do it, and he about died from it. And that chemotherapy, I don't know. They ought to outlaw that
stuff. It's nasty business.
It's
well, you bring him out here, and you too, and we'll put you in there, and he'll breathe that other rest of that lung. We'll reinduce.
Well, he had the machine out here, but it's not... You know, it does okay, but he can't live that way the rest of his life.
Well,
but
why can't you guys get out there, Joanne?
Oh, he wouldn't. He can't travel very good the way he is anyway. I mean, he travels a little bit around town, but...
Yeah.
But, we could never make it.
Why?
Well, he just can't really afford to do that.
Hey, Greyhound is like $30.
Yeah, I know.
Round trip,
but,
isn't it?
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know for sure.
Well, I'm just 500 miles from Mechanicsville Highway.
Uh-huh. But that disease is more bothers me than any of the cataracts. I've had them so doggone long.
Yeah, you're just used to them.
But it's dim. Everything's dim, and that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
That's what it makes me feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts because everything's just dim.
Yeah.
I go outside and I try to, you know, I can see stuff, but it's dim. And then it's kind of blurry out there, too, a little bit, but I made myself go outside. At least I'm out.
Yeah.
Outside, but I know that machine.
Well, keep doing the hand thing too, Lee. If you would tell the story about the gentleman, I think he was from Tennessee. His wife had Alzheimer's, and they told her she had very little time to live. And and Lee, you remember the story? I'm sure.
Oh,
it was
an
amazing story. Yeah.
Sue Wilson.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I got a date with her in 2056.
Yeah, it's planning in advance, but but basically, they told her that she was going to die. I think what in like 2 weeks or something.
He was right. She wasn't going to live 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he did the hand thing on her head, and she started to make a huge improvement, and then eventually they came to see Lee and. Well, she's still alive now, and that was well over a year ago. Lee, where are they at these days? I know that she couldn't communicate, she couldn't do anything, and now she's talking and remembering things. She called you on the phone. You guys had a conversation. I mean, it's a complete turnaround.
Well, yeah, she called me after about 8 months.
Yeah.
Verified the date we had in 2056. I'm going down there, and we're going to a dance. She's going to teach me to do the Tennessee Waltz.
Oh, gee, that's great.
It's an amazing thing, and I mean, to hear him call into the show when he first heard about it, and then to hear him, you know, call us with an update, I mean, this was a man with hope. This is a man whose faith has been strengthened, and I mean, he's got his wife back. I mean, I think, like $340,000 or something like that, he said, traveling all over the country looking for something, and this worked, and I'm telling you, Joanne, I mean, you got to think positive. You got to think positive. You got to figure out a way to get out there.
Yeah, I know, but to do this exercise, I can use both hands.
Mm-hmm.
But you go clock and another clockwise the other hand, and the left hand you do the way the clock goes, right?
Right. The other on counterclockwise.
Oh, that's what I was doing wrong then. Okay, maybe that's how come it didn't work or do anything.
Mm-hmm. You should notice something pretty quick, and you can do this on your husband. And you could teach him, and he can do it on you.
Yeah, I bet he could, too. I bet he, you know, is just thinking about all that. But use the right hand for going the clockwise, and the left hand for when I use the left hand, I got to go the other direction.
No, the other way around. You take your right hand, go down your right side, cross over, and come up your left side. That's counterclockwise.
In other words, counterclockwise
that'll be positive. And it's left when you go down your left side, cross over, and come up your right side.
Okay.
So well, left hand clockwise, right hand counterclockwise.
Okay.
The clock goes
right. Time goes right all the time for, you know, a clock. Like you look at it from here, I'm looking at it, and it goes right?
Right.
And then my other hand, it would go the way that it goes, right? The way the clock goes.
No. Your right hand goes opposite way the clock goes for you. Your chest is the clock. Your hands are the hands.
As if you held the clock up to your chest and looked straight down, Joanne.
Yeah, okay, now I'm looking straight down. Okay. Go ahead. Now my hand's right there on my chest.
So your right hand goes down your right side. See, that's running that clock hand the wrong way.
In other words, I would go the opposite direction with the right hand. See, the reason it's backwards for me because you're talking a different direction than I am.
You're looking down over your chest.
Yeah, okay.
And your right chest would be 9 o'clock on your clock.
Okay, 9 o'clock. Okay. Oh, okay. And then I go.
Then you come up the 3 o'clock side.
Yeah, you're not looking across the room at a clock. Imagine the clock is right there on your chest.
Okay, it's down here. Okay.
So right hand.
A clock. Okay.
Counterclockwise. Left hand. Clockwise.
Clockwise, the left hand, and counterclockwise on the right. Right.
Correct.
Yes.
I did it.
You did it.
I hope. If I forget, I'll have to call.
Okay.
Can I call you, like, sometime and just ask you or ask that guy in there if I forget? Just call him.
Absolutely.
And ask him.
Absolutely. And you can always call Lee, of course.
When you have other programs on there either.
That's no
And
problem.
I love your programs you guys have on there. Those are the best. You know, I listen to Coast to Coast. Mm-hmm. But you do better than they ever did.
Well, thank you.
You do.
Very much.
And I want to thank you. God bless you guys, just like everybody says.
Well, God bless you, Joanne. And I can't wait till the next time we hear from you when you're saying, I feel better.
That's what I'll be praying for.
I know it will.
Right.
Think
thank
positive.
You.
It'll be okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. God
Goodbye,
bless. Ann. Bye-bye. Well, Lee, amazing stuff, my friend. It's just absolutely amazing. You know, looking at all this stuff we've covered and some phenomenal questions, brand new callers. I love hearing the new names from new places, new voices, new questions, new ideas, new concepts. And it's all about one thing, and it's the fact that when you look at the massive money-making machine that is the pharmaceutical medical industry, it's just stunning stuff. Michael Moore, of course, who did his film on September 11th and certainly done a lot of great things, and then he's done some questionable things as well, but certainly some great documentaries, very, very informative and entertaining. His forthcoming one is he got a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival, and it's an expose of the pharmaceutical medical industry. So looking at all this, Lee, I mean, it just highlights the importance. Anyone can pick it apart. Anyone can complain about what's wrong with the system and why the system doesn't work, but very, very few people, and I'm proud to say we've had a number of them on the show, have found solutions. And Lee, your energy cleaner is a solution. It cleans the body, allows the body to repair itself. It's an amazing, amazing thing.
Well, the Lord, he knows us dumb people. He had to take care of us.
Yeah.
But they sent him to school and made him so smart they won't pay attention to what he teaches us.
Isn't that always the way? It's just stunning when you see that, because you're absolutely right on point. The more you learn, the less you know, I guess. Well, Lee, one of the things that you've talked about many times, and it's very, very simple. For anybody out there who's done any welding, they'll understand this analogy. Basically, when your energy channels get blocked up, they just need to be reversed. And you talked about a welder. Will you tell that?
Running electricity, DC current especially, the same direction through an energy carrier, energy channel,
mm-hmm.
it'll pick up the contamination out of the atmosphere and things, and it'll keep plugging it up.
Mm-hmm.
It just shuts it off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens in our body. An electric welder is the same thing. You take an electric welder, and the electric comes out of the welder, goes to the electrode where you're doing the welding on them cables. After so long a time, you have to keep turn the amperage up on your welder on account of your losing your amperage out on that cable. And your cable will always be getting a little bit warm, but it's just getting restriction in there, plugging up. You'll take that cable off, turn it infrared, and hook it up. In less than 15 minutes, you'll be turning the amperage back down on your welder, for you'll be burning up your work on account of you getting it too hot. You got a brand new welder. Well, me being a welder, and I run a fabricating electric steel shop for years, I've done that several times in my time, changed them cables. When I got to playing with this energy, universal energy in my hands, I knew that that electric was going out of my hands one direction only. Well, that's all nails, this dang thing. Turn it around and run it the other direction, I bet we can clear it up. And the first time I tried it, it worked. When I realized the body was electrical operated, I started using it like I do electricity in a welding shop or on a your car or anything else. It's just electricity. Everything worked.
It's
everything
amazing,
we do in the factory and everything else works right in your own body.
Yeah, and when you take something like that with the energy cleaner and the fact that it does alternate between positive and negative, it goes from both directions, and it cleans your energy channels. I mean, it's so simple that a doctor could never come up with that.
Well, hey. It's so simple. The Lord made it that way for us to do it.
Amen. Hang on a second, my friend. Quick break, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more with our guest, Lee Kroc.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
I feel
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Conclusion of hour number three, and we've spent the last 2 hours with an amazing guy. His name is Lee Kroc. Lee, welcome back to the show, sir.
Glad to be here.
Boy, it's just been, you're just spectacular. You just get better every single time we talk. And the interest level, obviously, is just off the charts. People want to, they want to feel better, my friend, and you're cleaning out their energy channels. You're cleaning them up at the lodge and providing a great many opportunities for people. So, folks, here's how all this works. Get your pens and pencils and paper and all that other jazz out, and I'll give you all of Lee's contact information, okay? The website, again, is www.edkuniversity.com. That has all the information on there, okay? It's also on my website. You'll see at franklyspeakingradio.com there's a banner that Webmaster James has put up there. It has Lee's phone numbers on there. So those are a couple of ways to do it. You can also write this down. Here is the number for the Energy Lodge, 740-783-0021. And the after-hours number, but hopefully don't be calling right now because it's almost 3 a.m. where Lee is, and that is 740-783-3315. And I always have that number. I've called it enough. I have it memorized at this point. So you can always call me if you miss that or anything like that. And Manny there at RBN, he can answer your questions if you want to give him a call. Lee, of course, the Energy Lodge is located at Caldwell, Ohio. You do not charge anybody 1 cent to stay there. You allow them to stay there cost-free to them. All they have to do is get there. It's very, very easy. They can contact you, send you an email, send you a snail mail letter. They can do anything they want to enter themselves into this contest. You do this every 2 weeks. And obviously, I think it's safe to say if people want it bad enough, there's no risk at all. You just take some time, go and spend some time with Lee at the Energy Lodge. Bring some people. Everybody knows somebody who's sick. And visit with Lee, and he'll show you how to do this stuff with your hands in person. It's obviously a lot easier than trying to do it over the phone. and of course, you can sleep on the energy cleaner while you're there. You can use it in the Fountain of Youth, which is a hot tub with the energy cleaner attached to a metal screen that's submerged in the water. It's very, very simple, and there's no risk. And I love that. Lee, your generosity is just unparalleled, my friend.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you so, so, so very much. Because like I said, you know, I'm obsessed with solutions, my friend, and you've got it. It's fantastic stuff. I tell everybody about the energy cleaner, and I tell everybody about you because I think you're doing such amazing things. So in regards to all this stuff, people need to know that there's hope, and you're providing them hope. You are giving them a reason not to give up. And I've said this many times, Lee, you wouldn't hop up on the, you know, the back in the day they used to have the scales, you'd pop up on the scale, you'd put a quarter in it or dime or whatever it was. It would tell you your weight and it would tell you your fortune. If your fortune said you've got 2 weeks to live, you wouldn't believe it. If a doctor tells you that or a psychic tells you that or whatever tells you you've got 2 weeks to live, all I say is that approach everything with a healthy amount of skepticism. You've got nothing to lose by going to see Lee. And if it takes care of it and you defy medical science, what an incredible victory that is, I think, for the truth. Lee, any final thoughts for us tonight, my friend?
Yeah, this here cancer. I had a lady that they told her she would be dead by Saturday with cancer in her lungs. Me and my wife, we worked with her. The first day, she was off oxygen. Second day, she falters out to the nurse's station. We got permission to go into this hospital.
Hey, my friend, if you've got the energy, why don't you hang on and finish the story on the other side of this quick break, if that's
sure.
Okay with you. Sounds good. All right, folks. Stay with us. Back in 90 seconds with the beginning of the fourth hour of the show. Stay with us.